I remember the very first time I went to a nice restaurant, a really nice restaurant. It was for a law firm recruitment dinner. And I remember beforehand, the waitress walked around and asked whether we wanted some wine. So I said, sure, I'll take some white wine. And she immediately said, would you like Sauvignon Blanc or Chardonnay? And I remember thinking, come on, lady, stop with the fancy French words and just give me some white wine. But I used my powers of deduction and recognized that Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc were two separate types of white wine, and so I told her that I would take the Chardonnay because, frankly, that was the easiest one to pronounce for me. So I had a lot of experiences like that during my first couple of years as a law student at Yale. Because, despite all outward appearances, I'm a cultural outsider. I didn't come from the elites. I didn't come from the Northeast or from San Francisco. I came from a Southern Ohio steel town, and it's a town that's really struggling in a lot of ways, ways that are indicative of the broader struggles of America's working class. Heroin has moved in, killing a lot of people I know. Family violence, domestic violence, and divorce have torn apart families. And there's a very unique sense of pessimism that's moved in. Think about rising mortality rates in these communities and recognize that for a lot of these folks, the problems that they're seeing are actually causing rising death rates in their own communities. So there's a very real sense of struggle.